USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Isaias is once again a tropical storm, downgraded after making landfall last night in southeastern North Carolina. It came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane, but again has since been downgraded with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. David Zielinski, lead meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center, says while the Mid-Atlantic, which is next in the storm's crosshairs, will be getting some winds from it, the storm is mostly a rainmaker.
Obviously, you're concerned about trees and power lines coming down. That's always a concern, but I would say in this case, perhaps a bigger concern might even be the water. Very heavy rain is expected.
President Trump now asking supporters to wear masks when social distancing is not possible. In a campaign email, the president says he doesn't love wearing masks, but it could possibly help, quote, get us back to our American way of life. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
The battle continues concerning the president's tax returns, both corporate and personal. Here's the latest from USA Radio's John Hunt.
A New York City prosecutor fighting to get President Donald Trump's tax returns told a judge that he's justified in demanding them because of public reports of extensive criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. Cyrus R. Vance Jr. is seeking 8 years of the president's personal and corporate tax records, but has disclosed virtually nothing about what prompted him to request those records, other than the investigation related to payoffs to two women to keep them quiet about alleged affairs with the president.
More and more people in America are buying guns during the coronavirus pandemic. CNN reports the FBI conducted nearly 4 million firearm background checks in the month of June, the most ever recorded in a single month. There were 17 million in total between March and July. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Vatican is denying reports that former Pope Benedict is seriously ill. The 93-year-old is said to be overcoming a painful case of shingles. The update coming after a newspaper in Italy quoted a source as saying that Benedict looked extremely frail during a recent visit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the new primary owner of the XFL. The former professional wrestler confirming the purchase on Twitter. It's reportedly worth $15 million. Johnson says he's excited to create something special for the fans. The White House says President Trump is planning to visit the Whirlpool facility in Clyde, Ohio on Thursday. It would be the president's first visit to Ohio since the ongoing coronavirus outbreak started. It'll be his 16th trip to the state overall. The president's expected to tour the plant and talk about his administration's support for the manufacturing industry and American-made products. Twitter could lose as much as $250 million after revealing a complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The complaint alleges the social media giant used information from security questions of users to target advertising at them. The FTC says that violates a 2011 consent order. And another record close for the NASDAQ after a good start to the week on Wall Street. The NASDAQ was up 157 yesterday. It closed at 10,902. The Dow gained 236. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.